From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all his fullness.
Welcome once again to Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. As part of these studies in the book of Judges, Dr. Cairns now concludes a message called The Great Ministry of Little Men, taken from chapter 10, verses 1 through 5. Those verses contain the account of two men, Tola and Jair, whose ministry is obviously summed up very briefly. And yet, in spite of their seeming insignificance, these men have important spiritual lessons for us. Dr. Cairns has been showing that smallness is not an obstacle for usefulness for God, for the greatness in the work of the Lord does not depend on the greatness of men, but on the greatness of our God. In spite of their humble background, Tola and Jair were promoted by God to serve him as judges of Israel. Here's a lesson that any service God gives us is a promotion. These men serve the Lord by defending Israel from enemies on the outside, but also from corruption within. God gave them prosperity in the form of settlement and enlargement in the land. In just a few minutes, Dr. Cairns will bring the closing portion of The Great Ministry of Little Men. Before he comes, please enjoy this brief devotional thought from C.H. Spurgeon's collection called Faith's Checkbook. Our devotional for today is entitled Rest in All Thy Goings. The text is found in Exodus 33 and verse 14. And he said, My presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest. Precious promise! Lord, enable me to appropriate it as all my own. We must go at certain times from our abode, for here we have no continuing city. It often happens that when we feel most at home in a place, we are suddenly called away from it. Here is the antidote for this ill. The Lord Himself will keep us company. His presence, which includes His favor, His fellowship, His care, and His power, shall be ever with us in every one of our marchings. This means far more than it says, for in fact it means all things. If we have God present with us, we have possession of heaven and earth. Go with me, Lord, and then command me where thou wilt. But we hope to find a place of rest. The text promises it. We are to have rest of God's own giving, making, and preserving. His presence will cause us to rest even when we are on the march, yea, even in the midst of battle. Rest, thrice blessed word, can it ever be enjoyed by mortals? Yes, there is the promise, and by faith we plead it. Rest comes from the Comforter, from the Prince of Peace, and from the glorious Father who rested on the seventh day from all his works. To be with God is to rest in the most emphatic sense. From time to time here on Let the Bible Speak, we've called attention to Q&A with Alan Cairns. These are video clips of Dr. Cairns giving biblical answers to a variety of questions, such as, why did Christ have to be born a man? Why does God allow suffering? What is the unpardonable sin? And what's wrong with same-sex marriage? In all, Dr. Cairns responds to over 50 such questions. All of these video clips have been available on the ltbsradio.com website. But we're also pleased to make available a DVD containing all of these video portions, about 5 hours of guidance from God's Word for problems which face the 20th century Christian. You may have a copy of the DVD Q&A with Alan Cairns free of charge simply by requesting it. You may write, Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Or you may simply email ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Here's an excellent way to provide scriptural answers to family and friends regarding the challenging questions facing believers in this day.
Teeth, you can live without your complexion. Look, you can live without your arms, you can live without your legs. Those are the things that people see, those are the things in which we take pride. But inside, what nobody sees, there are things without which you'll not live for a minute. And it's true in every church. Preachers are seen, elders are seen, deacons are seen, musicians are seen, people to the fore are seen, and people think this is the church. No, that is pure popery. It is popery that makes the church a hierarchy of visible people, and the ordinary faithful are nobodies. But the Bible makes every member a powerful, important part of the body of Christ. And I tell you today, however insignificant and small you may be, God has a work for you to do. And when God gives you a work to do, that is promotion. Accept it. Go and do it. And do what he sets to your hand, and do it with all your might. If you're waiting for God to call you to the mission field while you sit back here tonight and do nothing, the strongest possibility is he'll never call you to the mission field. But if you're on your knees praying for the work in the mission field, praying for missionaries, praying for souls, when you're pleading with God to send forth laborers into the harvest field, yes, then he'll put his hand on you, and very possibly he'll send you here or he'll send you there. And whatever he gives you to do, remember what God gives you. No matter what men think about it, it's always promotion. A preacher needs to keep that in mind. In business, you only, unless you're forced, you only change upwards. In the work of the ministry, I don't know what the Lord has for me. I could just as easily be called of God to go to a handful of people who have nothing but a need that God ordains that I should help to meet. And if that's the will of God, I'll go. And that, for me, would be promotion. Then notice the protection they afforded to Israel. They defended Israel. The word defend is used. Chapter 2:16, again, that was the specific work of the judge, to defend Israel. Now, time will not allow me to do more than say that the defense was against further Abimelechs within and against enemies without. Protection. The service of the house of God, the people of God, is a service that defends against internal corruption. Now you start there with yourself. It's very easy for you to judge my sin. That doesn't hurt you. The easiest thing in the world is for you to tell me how to get right and what to do and how to live and how not to live. And that's dead easy. The Westminster Confession of Faith rightly talks about Christians and the prevalency of corruption within them. The old man. The service of God always has as an important part a curtailing of the enemy within, dealing with sin, and then victory over the enemy on the outside. That protection depends on purification. They judged, verse 2 and 3, they judged Israel. You know, if you'll read the book of Judges carefully, you'll have to mark this, that when Israel judged sin and lived right, she had power over every foe. See that again and again? While she judged sin, the devil could not overcome her. It's the same in the Church of Christ. You know, there is a power in holiness that the world knows nothing about. If this church is a holy church, it has the enjoyment of an access to God that no trouble or tribulation or opposition can stop up. If you are a holy man or a holy woman, it'll not save you necessarily from persecution or trouble or pain and suffering, but it will save you from the prevailing power of the enemy. You'll live in victory, judging sin, purification, purity. I don't mean just being a step ahead of the world. You know, that's what purity is to Christians. If it weren't so serious, you'd have to laugh at it. We're the greatest bunch of two-timers that ever you met. There's nobody in this world can talk out of both sides of his mouth better than a Christian. We don't believe in relativism. No. We believe in the absolutes, right? Sure, we're fundamentalists. We believe in the absolutes. But when it comes to what sin is, what is sin? Well, sin happens to be worldliness a year or two delayed, or holiness rather happens to be worldliness a year or two delayed. We can do what was sinful 5 years ago, but it's not sinful anymore. Now, if that's not relativism, I don't know what is. They judge sin. In other words, they had the standard of the Word of God. Now, our forefathers did not always simply go by the Word of God. They thought they did. But there are many things that they thought were necessary to holiness that were purely and simply their excited zeal and imagination. I mean, I know people, and if you... I'm glad I'm wearing a dark suit when I say this, but if you wear anything darker than a dark shade of navy, you're worldly. In Northern Ireland, all you ladies with lipstick and earrings and bright gems and hair, you'd be in trouble. We have many a time had a laugh in Northern Ireland when the visiting evangelist would come from America and his wife would walk in, a makeup box this long, the people would be praying for the salvation of that big sinner, not knowing it was the preacher's wife. But when we're going to judge sin, it's not just going back to what our forefathers did, or it's not just denying what the world does now, but accepting what it did a few years ago. It is judging it by the Word of God. That's the standard. Purification. And then there was prosperity. Their service yielded much fruit. The two things that you'll notice about these two judges, one was settlement, and in the case of Jair with his 30 sons and their 30 ass colts and their 30 cities, there was enlargement. Settlement and enlargement. There is the prosperity, the product of service for which we ought constantly to be in prayer. What do I want for this church? I want for every Christian in it, for every family in it, for the church as a united body, for these churches that our young men are planting throughout the nation, I pray for these two things. Settlement. Rest. A unity in Christ. An enjoyment of what God has given us in the fruits of the promised land. And then enlargement, breaking new boundaries for God, planting new works for God, winning souls for Christ, seeing the whole work of God go forward, living in the personal enjoyment of what the psalmist said, the Lord has brought me into a large place. Settlement and enlargement. So we're only just ordinary people. We don't have much going for us, as the world says. We excuse ourselves, I'm not this, I'm not that, I'm not the other thing, I'm not, I'm not, I'm not, I'm not. So be it. Remember Tola and Jer, the most ordinary of ordinary people. But ordinariness does not equate with unimportance. Your smallness is no barrier to a significant service for Christ. I pray God that He will give us a knowledge of His will and the grace to do it, and indeed to know the settlement and the enlargement that the Holy Ghost alone can give in the work of the ministry. Let us ask the Lord tonight that you and I, and all of us together in the work of the Lord, will know by experience the great ministry of little people. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Let's all pray. Father in heaven, bless thy word. Write it indelibly upon the fleshy tables of our heart. Lord, save the lost tonight. Lord, restore the backslidden. And Lord, encourage all us ordinary people who are so often discouraged by our ordinariness, discouraged by our lack of this talent or gift or the other. Oh God, thou art not limited by our limitations. Thou art eternal. Thou art infinite. Oh God, give us but the fullness of the Holy Ghost. And thank God there's nothing can stop us in the work of God. Oh, we pray that thou wilt speak to every Christian here. Appoint to every man or woman his or her portion and position in the work of God. And Lord, grant us that grace of purification and then of settlement and of enlargement. Hear our prayer. Visit us, Lord, and give lasting fruit for the simple preaching of thy holy word. Part us with thy blessing. Keep us in thy fear, the beginning of all knowledge and wisdom. Be the abiding portion of all his blood-bought church, both tonight and until our Savior either calls us home or comes again in all his glory. In Jesus' name. Amen.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of the Lord, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, a booklet that sets forth the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church, you may have a copy free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Our email address is info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you would like to learn more about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, or if you'd like to see if there is a free church in your area, we invite you to visit our website, www.fpcna.org. That's www.fpcna.org. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us again as we Let the Bible Speak.